Good morning, America. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for the Old Glory Network podcast. Thank you for tuning in for another message of common sense values designed to make Old Glory great again. You think you have it tough? Question mark. I wrote this just a few days ago on November 22nd, 2019. So, you think you have it tough? Well, if you think you do, then you do. I sincerely believe that you are or will become what you think. You know, you can think your way into happiness, prosperity, or better health. You can think your way into misery, poverty, or poor health. In truth, there are different degrees of tough. For example, you may be penniless, homeless, sickly, mentally inferior, etc., etc., etc. But we can all agree these things all qualify as tough. But you are not prisoner of war tough. Being a prisoner of war is unimaginable to those of us who never were. Thank God. But that is something we don't have to experience to appreciate the great hardships which had to be endured by those who did. God bless them all. They never gave up hope. They never quit believing that they would either escape somehow or be rescued. They developed a way to communicate with other prisoners by code, to let them know that they were still alive and encourage others to hold on, to persevere, to not give up, to live. Many of them developed a tapping code so that they could tap onto pipes or walls or anything that could carry sound to others in the prison. One of the most used codes was GBU. That was code for God bless you. What an encouraging message to receive at such an incredible low point in life. God bless you. GBU, a tapping code for prisoners of war, POWs. You know, there is a book called Tap Code, and I urge you to purchase it. It's written by Colonel Carlisle Smitty Harris and Sarah W. Berry. Thinking about POWs, ask yourself, as I have, what good is a bird's wings in a cage? You know, a caged bird has no need of wings when it is enslaved with nowhere to fly. What good is perfect hearing when you hear truth and you disbelieve it? What good is perfect hearing when you hear lies and yet you believe it? What good is salesmanship in a socialistic society? What good is sales management leadership or managerial talents in a system where incentive does not live, such as a socialistic society? What good is the Constitution of the United States when it is not respected nor honored? What good is the Bill of Rights when you ignore the rule of law? What good is the army without bullets, food without water, church without Jesus? Think about it. The same day I wrote this, entitled, Who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it that presidential candidates today would be running on making marijuana legal in 2019? Who would have thunk it that they would be suggesting forgiving student debt over $1.5 trillion? Who would have thunk it? They're claiming they want to give us all free health care. There ain't enough money in the world for that. And they want reparations for slavery that ended over 150 years ago. They want to ignore and end the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, ending the use of oil and gas, which would end transportation, heating, cooling, food production or delivery, research and development of new medicines, ending the use of computers, cell phones, or internet, ending our military, police, or all forms of security, because they all take oil and gas. The end of America, or the world as we know it and currently enjoy it. That's what they are proposing to us. Who would have thunk it? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I wrote something back in 1998 when the country was going through a horrific crisis of leadership in Washington, D.C. 1998, Bill Clinton was president of the United States. I wrote, if the president of the United States can practice throughout his lifetime acts of adultery, if he can lie under oath and encourage others to lie under oath, is he not thumbing his nose at both America's laws and God's laws? If he can do these things and still enjoy the support of the majority of Americans, how in God's name can we expect our children to remain true and value honesty when young people see us permit the nation's leader to do the things that we teach them not to do, yet they see that he still has our support? Does that not destroy our own credibility with them? Does not the theory of what's good for the goose is good for the gander come into play here? If the president can do it and be elected and then reelected and enjoy high approval ratings, why can't I? If the president can lie under oath and not be made to pay for it, why can't I? Credibility? Where art thou? Ladies and gentlemen, as we sign off today, remember that yes, you can become a millionaire, and that nothing is more precious than your freedom. Tune in each week to Old Glory Network Podcast and be motivated to improve your life. Improve your opportunities and help us make Old Glory great again. You know, if you are a conservative, then you will want to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. If you are not a conservative, then you need to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. Call your friends and relatives. Encourage them to listen, and then discuss the content together. Do your part to keep Old Glory great for your kids and grandkids. If you love America, then help us keep it. And remember this, you can order Kevin Dale Ahart's music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, or Amazon. Or if you would like to order his complete album of Cowboy's Revenge, you can do so at Texana Records at info@krwoodproductions.com or by calling area code 512-203-7921. Also, K.R. Wood himself has some great cowboy music and Western history. Ask about those when you call. And be sure to visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com for more information. And happy trails till we meet again.